Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. And we pick up now on our conversation about the life and influence of Nancy Reagan on a subject that's probably the one the public remembers her best for.
Say yes to your life. And when it comes to drugs and alcohol, just say no.
I think you can see why Nancy has been such a positive influence on all that we're trying to do.
That's Nancy Reagan and, of course, President Ronald Reagan in a joint address on September 14th, 1986. The Just Say No campaign permeated popular culture at the time. How did the White House think it would reach young people then? Nancy Reagan breezed in for a turn with Gary Coleman on the three-camera sitcom Different Strokes. Listen.
I'm really here to see Arnold.
Who's talking about Mrs. Reagan?
Well, you know, I'm very concerned about drug abuse, especially among the young. And I was very impressed at the way that you spoke out.
Oh, it's nothing any other fearless journalist dedicated to the truth wouldn't do.
All right, so you got the laugh track there. That appearance stands up today as a famous bit of 1980s TV kitsch, but it's also a testament to what is now seen by many in hindsight as maybe the simplistic and naive message of the war on drugs, just say no. And we want to find out if the message worked at all, and if not, why not? What's the legacy of Nancy Reagan's key part in the war on drugs? Carl Hart is professor at Columbia University, author of High Price, A Neuroscientist's Journey of Self-Discovery That Challenges Everything You Know About Drugs and Society, and he joins me. Carl Hart, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
As I said, Just Say No was often criticized for being simplistic and naive and ignoring real-world situations around drugs, especially with young people. Your thoughts?
Well, it was more than just being simplistic, because oftentimes people talk about the war on drugs and the Just Say No sort of mantra as being a failure, and when in fact it was actually kind of successful for a number of people. It failed the majority of the American taxpayers, but for a number of people, it's been successful. That's why it continues. And when I say it's been successful in helping to create this environment in which any drug use is seen as being pathological. And so that overly simplistic message, yeah, it certainly didn't do much for drug education, but it did a hell of a lot for people who are currently making a lot of money off of the war on drugs.
Another thing that it did, maybe that was positive, was it did identify drug initiation among the young as a critical issue. Even if the message itself didn't work, it got America focused on the importance of not starting in the first place, perhaps.
No, that's wrong.
Okay.
Drug initiation has always been a concern in the United States. I mean, long before Nancy Reagan, you go back to the early 1900s, people were concerned about that. And so I don't think so. I think that it did unequivocally for most Americans a horrible thing, because when we think about don't start in the first place, there will be people who start. The concern is how do we prevent abuse, and how do we educate people to not get in trouble with these sorts of things? The notion that people won't start, that's naive, and that is dangerous, actually.
So is the main problem here then that Just Say No crowded out other important forms of education that young people should have been getting at the time with that simplicity?
That's one of the main problems. But it also, I think in that speech that you played, you didn't play it all the way through. It was 1986 September when the president and Ms. Reagan faced the nation or talked to the nation about drugs. She was talking about us as a nation being intolerant of people who use drugs. And that is just simply inappropriate. And that's not what we want people to do. We don't want people to be intolerant of a number of things, and certainly not drug use. Not that we want people to engage in drug use, but we have to understand that people will engage in drug use. And the question becomes, how do we keep people safe when they do engage?
So what do you see then when you listen to Nancy Reagan as a communicator? That message was simplistic, but it did permeate. So evaluate her as a communicator, even if you think the message failed.
I think she was an outstanding communicator. I think her husband was an outstanding communicator. I think that many of the politicians today can take some lessons from Nancy and Ronald in terms of their communication skills. That's clear. I mean, as we think about that 1986, September 1986 speech that they gave to the nation, those two on the couch looking like the national parents, and also sounding like the national parents in terms of their persuasiveness and it being compelling. They were excellent. I don't think that's a question.
So the drug problem is still with us, of course. We all know that some attitudes have changed drastically, especially as it relates to marijuana. Redesign for a second an effective drug message. Let's imagine the president and Michelle Obama on, I don't know, Big Bang Theory, maybe a popular show today, going on to talk to the nation about drugs. What should it sound like?
Well, first of all, I don't accept the notion that the drug problem is still with us today. That's one of the problems is people think of the drug problem as being about drugs. I think it's a misunderstanding and it's a misplacement of where our focus should be. Too often the focus is on the drugs themselves. When you think about the facts are this. The vast majority of people who use any of these drugs that we're talking about don't have a problem. That tells you that the problem is not the drugs. The problem lies elsewhere. So when you think about what Mr. Obama and what Ms. Obama should say to the nation, they should think about those other factors like are people employed? Are we taking care of other co-occurring psychiatric illnesses that may be playing a role in people's abuse of drugs? Do people have opportunities? Do people have the skills to temper their behavior in any domain, not only with drugs, but any other domain? So there are a variety of things I like the current president to say and do, but the focus will not be on drugs.
Final thoughts before we let you go, Carl. Should Nancy Reagan or the White House of the 1980s, should they have seen this, or was it a necessary episode to go through to maybe reach a different understanding, hopefully, that we're reaching today?
This is really clear. When we think about the negative consequence that occurred as a result of this simplistic message, it has primarily decimated communities of color. And so if those same sorts of negative effects were happening in communities in which, in white communities in this country, I assure you, this thing would not be so prevalent today. This message, this outdated message, this misinformed message, this message that has done so much harm, I assure you. So when you say, should they have known, they would have known if the consequences were with the constituents that they cared about.
A look back at the legacy of Nancy Reagan as communicator in the War on Drugs, the Just Say No campaign, perhaps big opportunities missed and problems ignored. Carl Hart, professor at Columbia University. He's author of High Price, A Neuroscientist's Journey of Self-Discovery that challenges everything you know about drugs and society. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you.